In five, we show that if a sequence converges in a probability in measure P and Q is an equivalent measure, then the sequence converges in probability also in measure Q. And here it is convenient to use result from probability theory, which says that convergence in probability is equivalent to that for any subsequence, there is a subsequence such that the subsequence converges almost surely. And almost sure convergence is clearly equivalent between equivalent measures, because if the sequence does not converge, then this has probability zero, and P and Q have the same sets, probability zero. So equivalence means that the probability A is zero if and only if Q of A is zero. Okay, so Xn converges to X in probability. And this is equivalent to that for any subsequence, there is another subsequence of the subsequence, such that this subsequence converges almost surely. And this is equivalent to that this subsequence converges almost surely in measure Q. And again, this is then equivalent to that Xn converges to X in probability in measure Q. In six, we prove the Girsanov theorem for a special case. So the Girsanov's theorem says that if we have such a process HD, then this measure Q this process W is a Brownian motion with respect to such a measure Q. Okay, and this HD is a martingale. And in this exercise, this is a special case, so here theta is a constant. So in this exercise, this theta is a constant mu. Okay. So let's start by showing that L is a martingale with L0 equal to 1, and B0 is zero almost surely. So in L0, we plug in zero here, and this applies almost surely. And we get e to the power zero, which is equal to one. And then the martingale conditions that Lt should be integrable. Lt is positive, so absolute value of Lt is just Lt. Let's plug in the definition of Lt and then compute the expectation of this object. Okay, we know that actually from assignment number one that this is finite, but we can even compute that this is equal to one. And we need that Lt must be adapted. And because Bt is Ft measurable and this function is continuous, then this Lt is also Ft measurable. And then the martingale property about the conditional expectation. We consider the conditional expectation of this Lt with respect to Fs. And here this BT we write as BS plus BT minus BS. So we get here minus mu BS, and here we have plus mu BS. And same with the T there, so we write TS S plus T minus S. And the first part here, this is equal to LS, and this we know that this is FS measurable. And this second part depends only on BT minus BS, which is independent from FS. So in the conditional expectation, we can take this first part out. And then the second part, which is independent, we take just the expectation. And BT minus BS has the same distribution as BT minus S. And from previous, we know that this expectation is equal to 1. So this is LS. Okay, so L is a martingale. And the second question is to show that Q capital T is equal to Q small t for any set in FT when QT is QT of A is defined as the integral over A of LT dP. Okay, so let A be a set from FT, and let's compute Q capital T of A. So this is just integral over A, LT dP. And because A is in FT, then by the definition of conditional expectation, the integral of LT over A is equal to the integral of the conditional expectation of LT over A. And we know that this L was a martingale, so this is conditional expectation is just L small t, and this is Qt of A, Q small t of A. Okay. And in C, we want to show this equality, and set is any random variable which is F capital T measurable, and we compute the conditional expectation of set in measure Q capital T with respect to the sigma algebra F small t. Okay, let A be a set from FT, and we are computing the conditional expectation of this set with respect to the measure QT. So we have that. The integral of the conditional expectation is equal to the integral of Z. Okay, now Q capital T is LT dP. And now we use the definition of conditional expectation with respect to the measure P. So this integral of Z times LT over the set A is just the conditional, same as the integral of the conditional expectation of set times LT. So this is from the definition of conditional expectation with respect to P, measure P. Okay. And now we have integral of this object, and we multiply this object by 1, and we write this 1 as conditional expectation of L capital T divided by small t, because L is a martingale. The small LT is FT measurable, and the conditional expectation of L capital T is just L small t. So this is equal to 1, this conditional expectation. So we just plug in 1 and write it this way. Okay, now this is here, of course, FT measurable because it's the conditional expectation. So we can plug it in. This is converse of the takeout, what is known, we plug in what is known. So we plug it in. And now, again, we are integrating over set A, and A is in FT. which was A. Now, again, we use the definition of conditional expectation. So here we have the conditional expectation of this object. So the integral over A should be the same as the integral of this object without the conditional expectation. Okay. And now here we have L capital T dp. And these together that make Q capital T. And what is left is Lt, 1 over L small t, so Lt to the power minus 1. So the conditional expectation of Z with respect to Ft in measure Q capital T is equal to this object. Okay. And then in D, we prove that this W, which is mu t plus vt, is a Brownian motion with respect to Q capital T. And we don't prove all the properties of Brownian motion, but we prove that Wt minus Ws is normally distributed and independent of Fs. So using the characteristic function. So this mapping U maps to expectation of e to the iux. This is the characteristic function of a random variable, and it determines the distribution of a random variable explicitly. And we know that for normal distribution that random variable has normal distribution with mean m and variance sigma squared, if and only if the characteristic function is like this. Okay, so let's start computing this conditional expectation. And from the previous, we know that this is Ls minus 1 times the conditional expectation in measure P. And we plug in the L capital T there. And now we multiply with L small t and divide by L small t and insert this Ls minus 1. Under the conditional expectation, so Ls is Fs measurable, so we can put it in. And then we use the power property. So here we can take first the conditional expectation with respect to Ft, T. And this is Ft measurable. And this is Ft measurable, so we can take them out from this conditional expectation with respect to Ft, and we just have this conditional expectation here. But this is equal to 1 because L is a Martingale. And okay, now let's recall W was equal to mu t plus bt, so we plug that in. So here we have mu t and there is bt and ws minus s minus bs. And lt was this e to the minus mu bt minus mu squared t over 2. And let's plug that in. So we have lt divided by ls. So we have mu bt minus mu squared t over 2. And then we divide by ls. So we have minus mu minus bs and minus mu squared minus s over 2. Okay, so the random variables here are bt minus bs. Bt minus bs is independent of fs. So this whole stuff is independent of fs, and the conditional expectation is equal to expectation. And these two terms here, these are deterministic, so we can take them out out and take the expectation only with respect to this part with randomness. Okay, so we have e to the iu times bt minus bx and e to the minus mu times bt minus bx. And then this is the density function of bt minus bs. And we can shift this one in under the integral, and we get e to the iux, and minus x squared plus mu t minus s squared from combining this one and this one and that one. Okay. And now this part, this is the density function of bt minus bs minus mu times t minus s. So this is the density function of a random variable. This is just the expectation of e to the iu times these random variables whose density we are using. And here we have e to the iu minus mu t minus s and e to the iu mu t minus s. So these cancel out, and we just end up with expectation of e to the iu bt minus bs, and this is the characteristic function of bt minus bs. And because bt minus bs has normal distribution, then this is equal to e to the minus u squared times t minus s over 2.